Let's go. Alright, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and it's been a long time since we did Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We are back with Super Seducer 2. So let's go ahead and get started. Hit play.
A sheik? What? I don't remember this crap. Wanna ride in my sports car? Ride in my sports car!
Sports car!
You wanna go to a discotheque? We'll take you to a discotheque!
Choose your Tinder picture. Actual honest picture. Picture of Richard. Old picture of Mahmood. Picture of an Arab male model.
Who are you supposed to be? Him or what?
Would you pick a picture of Richard, picture of an Arab male model, an old picture of Mahmood?
It depends on who you're supposed to be. Is he supposed
Yeah, you're Mahmood, I guess.
Guess a picture of himself.
Sam Mahmood, you know, he's pretty old, not so attractive. He really shouldn't be on Tinder, right?
Yeah, maybe that isn't the best for him.
And if he is, his honest picture is not going to get any matches.
Especially as Tinder is just based on looks.
Exactly.
Wow!
The black... Man, they are racist in England.
So, Mahmood really has no business being on Tinder, I'd say, but what do you think? Using the fake picture from 32 years ago?
No. And you're going to get caught out. It's called catfishing.
What if it's 5 years ago? Your picture from 5 years ago?
Maybe. Depends on how much you've genuinely changed.
This looks like it's, what is it? A tricky one.
What venue do you choose? Fancy restaurant, dive bar for millennials, or out for a drink at a hip bar?
See, fancy restaurant. Let them know you're sophisticated.
So yeah, if you're kind of an older, cool guy, I think a restaurant is a solid one, especially compared to some environment where it might seem old, like a trendy bar.
Yeah, and also if you are very clever with where you pick, I think that shows a little bit more thought's just gone into it rather than just the fanciest restaurant or most popular.
So Mahmood, what's going on?
Richard, I'm busy today, you know, I have
business meetings.
Damn, he looks way older.
I've got a date with a beautiful American girl tonight.
Okay.
You know me.
What's she look like?
She's beautiful.
Of course.
Want to shit on her chest.
Beautiful boobies.
Big boobs?
Big boobs.
Alright.
He says boobs.
What's the game plan?
The game plan is I will go, meet her,
seduce her,
and slay her.
But what
slay her means decapitate her with a sword.
You know me, Richard. As long as she has a nice personality, that's all that counts.
Personality,
yeah.
I think you got it all under control, so I wish you good luck. Can you let me know how it goes?
Yeah, I will call you.
But don't send me the pictures like you did last time. I don't need to see.
With the horses?
With all of that. And all.
What?
You know what
the
I mean.
Other thing. Yep.
Good luck, Richard.
The coup de grace photo where he decapitates her.
Yep.
She knows too much.
Max? Yalla!
Gave her a meter of ochre time with my... Now that'll get him in the same light.
Yeah.
Him wanting as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's how. It's what you have to do when you're an older guy.
Women see that. Oh, he's not good with his money. Maybe I can get some.
Hey, Richard.
When you're tallying yourself off in a bar or a restaurant, that is not a good sign.
Please be seated.
Please be seated. Like, you're the fucking... That doesn't work for me.
Like your photo.
You don't look like your pick either. You look older. Call out her shallowness. Deny, deny, deny. Admit a mistake by your PA. Apologize.
PA. Public.
Press agent. Public press agent. Yeah. I don't say that. I mean,
maybe.
Let's see what happens.
You don't look like yours. You're older, bitch.
It was a genuine mistake by my PA.
What?
Yeah, but she's too dumb now.
She is not going to come in between me and you, okay? She is fired. Oh, no? That's it. History.
No.
No one needs to
be fired.
In fact, I'm going to
behead her. No, that's ridiculous. Hey, you're right. Good Lord. Okay, you were right. I'm going to behead her. Yeah. Wow, shit got dark.
He said I was living in a cave a year ago. Now look at me.
There's no good option here, because obviously there's no business being on Tinder, but being a little bit playful and, you know, going from there is about the best option here.
Yeah. Is this where he's changed the picture?
Yeah, he uses someone else's picture and blames his PA.
This is just how you get out of the... Oh, blaming the PA,
that's
a really good
okay
show.
On yeah, Tinder when I...
It says that you have a PA. It shows that you have a high status. Right.
I don't think she knew what a PA was.
Sure.
Personal assistant.
Press agent. Publicist.
Personal assistant.
Oh, I thought it was publicist.
I think we should get some shisha.
Good Lord.
They do lovely strawberry and daffodil.
I mean, I could stand to do a few crunches, but shit, man.
Yes, sir, my child. Strawberry and daffodil shisha for me and my princess. Pronto. Yes, sir.
You know, they love being called that on a first date. You never know.
Validate her for not being judgmental and shallow like most women her age. Give her lots of compliments.
No.
Compliment her by telling her she looks like your daughter.
No.
Ask if she's still a virgin.
I'd say the first one, validate not being judgmental.
Emma, I need to compliment you on your character. You made such a good decision in staying, and you made Mahmoud very happy today.
Speak. You don't forget to refer yourself in the first person, the third person.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. I try to give everyone a second chance.
Your inner beauty shines too.
Thank you.
Keep this up, I will hit you later.
Cheers.
I'll stab you with my short sword.
This bloody judgment of shallow women, yeah?
Flattery 101. So, Mahmoud, what do you do for a living?
Listen, I didn't come here to talk business with a woman. Oh, please, God, we gotta see that.
I didn't come here to discuss business with a woman.
Excuse me?
I mean, it's easier to teach a camel algebra.
It's easier to teach a camel algebra than it is to teach you manners, and I'd rather be with them.
Mahmoud, me? Business guru? Richard Branson, the stupid virgin, called me for business tips.
I'm leaving.
You leaving?
I'm gonna ride my camel.
I have her beheaded. I need the shit on someone. Who may they be?
No.
My PA then.
And I'm not surprised in the slightest why this didn't work.
Could we talk about business?
You knew how it was gonna go. I could see by his first question, she's kind of on the fence.
Tell her not to worry about money, that you'll look after her. Say you have a family business, YKK Zips. I am passionate about what I do and try to make a difference.
Try that.
Well, I
teach camels algebra.
What I do.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Me too. I think it's really important.
I mean, we have something in common.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
What do you do? I tell ugly bitches they're pretty, then I go drink
That's right, and I think it's a
for free
theme
because I'm
it's
a girl.
Always attractive for a guy to be passionate about something, and you know, if he says he's trying to make the world a better place as well, that's even better.
Right.
Oh, I think
okay.
It's a little
be
bit
vague
more interesting
then.
Than just saying very plainly what to
like,
do.
Like full on Michael Jackson. Let's make the world a better place for you and for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to help out in the community when I can.
It's wonderful.
Really? What kind of a doctor is
this? Please, I am ready for you. Remove the beautiful dress and prepare for examination. Your chair is waiting.
So, Mapu, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Okay, what the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Just about you.
What kind of doctor is he?
Me? I like to read and to write. I like to dance.
Dance? Yeah, what kind of dancing?
Mostly ballet.
Ballet?
Yeah.
Russian ballet?
I've never seen
I'm going to book
ballet.
Us some tickets.
Maybe.
Don't be giving her a bunch of shit.
Make an assumption about her based on her interests. Ask if she ever had sex on a horse.
Well, who wouldn't ask that question? That's more of a second date.
Do you like horses?
With a horse?
Those eyes, like he's like, oh, please say yes, please say yes.
With a horse.
I'm not insulting you. How is that not insulting? Oh, do you fuck goats? What?
So random.
No,
so random.
A true story. I had a friend from Syria.
You just see
and
like
he was telling me how. Yeah, he was telling me how cool it was to have sex on a horse.
Right.
He
how
invited
fascinating.
Me to Syria because he's got stables.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't gay, but it was
strange.
Strange.
Very, very strange.
And he didn't mean with him the sex on the horse.
I gathered that.
The strangest
one.
Thing I've
maybe
ever
because
heard.
When it moves, it kind of wobbles and it's.
Two men thinking they can have a kid. That's the weirdest thing I've ever.
So you like to read, which means you're intelligent.
I have a feeling you're not
like
going
to
get
write,
a good grade on this one.
Which means you're curious. And you like ballet. You are culture. Am I right?
$5 for my food, and I'm not being patronizing. Thank you so much.
That's the right answer. Making assumptions
horses,
is a nice way to break up the questions
sure.
And statements that you might otherwise.
I love that he was just cracking
cool
up.
While you try to make assumptions, you're obviously going to need to.
Was she a big old fat lady?
And if you get it right, it's impressive. If you don't, it at least shows you're making an attempt to connect and to listen.
This is really cool. I've never been anywhere like it.
I only dine in the finest places.
Lucky.
Good.
Some hashish?
Yeah, like for
it's
real. A hookah.
Hookah, yeah.
Holy shit.
They have hookah bars different places in the U.S. too. They got one
in
Nashville.
Okay. Uh-oh.
What?
Your daughter is beautiful, sir. Offer a threesome.
Future.
Ask about his future career plans.
Thank you for the compliment, my boy. I know you want to date her. You're not in a very good job. What career options do you have?
Maybe that weapon of one.
Don't worry yourself. Have a little think. Come back when you're ready. Okay?
That wasn't very nice.
Well, maybe she likes it. Yeah,
that's
be mean
that's
to
that was good.
Kind of put him on the spot, you know, this young guy comes like that, and how can you make him a little bit uncomfortable and kind of show your power? That's the way.
Right.
Yep, take
I like that. But only if you have that kind of power. You don't want to do it if you're
no.
Not the kind of guy.
What if she would
right.
Hook up with him? Yeah, I'll use you for the money and him for
right,
the...
Right. And my family, they say you are as only as old as the sum of your child brides. Tell her she is too young for you and ask whether she is mature. 50, but I'm young at heart. Oh my god, I want to say A so great. Fucking bad.
Oh, good lord, you like to fuck this shit up.
No, younger brides.
You're married to kids?
No, they are young. Children are such.
That's disgusting. That's pedophilic. You're a pedophile.
No, I work at Nickelodeon. It's understandable. That's how I get my power over children.
Don't even call them.
They almost find more pedophiles at Nickelodeon than they do the FBI.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, yeah?
What in the crap? Alright.
Alright, so... tell her she is too young for you and ask whether she is mature. And then there's 50, but I'm young at heart. I'm going to go with that, but I don't like it.
I almost want to say too young for you, like, challenger to...
I guess so. That's true. You can get along with people of all ages.
Get along.
You normally like younger women.
We're picking the bad answers just to see some of the funnier.
He kind of sounds like a schmuck.
Yeah.
Get a little older.
Of course, people that use the word schmuck.
Declare
war.
You're too much. Really.
What'd he say?
He said when they get older, I replace them with the next model.
Yeah, this is not the best way of handling it. It's one of those critical moments where...
so we were supposed to say that she was too young for him?
She's going
to
start to think, you know...
challenge her.
Oh, okay.
Well, we don't need to pick the messed up answer every time.
Or she could work to appear more mature.
I think saying that you're young at heart insinuates that you are older.
Yeah.
But being young at heart.
There you go. That from the woman's brain.
Yeah, but it makes it pretty obvious. Okay. That you're drawing attention to
maybe the wrong thing, that he's older man. Right. Well, it depends. Some women don't mind older men. It depends on the kind of woman you're dating. Yeah, there are women out there that like older men. It just depends.
Start to think what.
All right, correct body language to assume. High status, like you're interviewing for a job. Mirroring to gain rapport. Learning to show you're interested in listening to her and then rocking back so she invests. Licking your lips in a seductive way and winking. We're not doing that.
See. That's a little creepy.
That's a little bizarre.
I could skin you like a...
So this is not a bad one. Again, often you see...
not with those eyes.
No, those eyes. My God.
That's just his look.
Yeah, that's his look.
Really interested, and the other
I was born with shallow eyelids. Like, I cannot help it.
Okay.
It is the curse of my...
he's got, like, beady eyes, like Baxter Stockman.
They wasn't beady. They're just bug eyes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, bug eyes, like Baxter Stockman.
I'll get you.
Yeah.
Like, not be serious the whole time, not be playful the whole time, because it's too much, right? So to mix it up.
Keep it up, changing. Diverse.
Diversity.
Yeah. That did not play out the way it was described in writing.
Oh, I don't like that.
I'd be like, that's just as insulting.
That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. And she's over there just on her phone, like, laughing at memes and shit. I would be...
of course.
Grab her...
seems like a lot of this...
I want to see this.
Hold on.
I want to see this.
Hold on.
I want to see it.
You want to fuck ever?
Now, we'll make it.
I buy you new one.
What are you doing
with
my phone?
It's 1 month.
Oh, that barely messed it up.
No! What the... someone do something! He just put my phone in water! What the fuck?
No, that was really the response. I'm sorry, that's my... yeah, that's what I would want to do. If she, no, look, if you're gonna fucking take your phone out and start browsing memes and laughing and shit, yeah, I would, I mean, it's not something I would want to be a part of.
No.
I mean, it's not somebody I would want to be.
She's looking at, of course.
Yeah, but.
I'd say it's definitely disrespectful.
The problem is, she, I can understand if you're browsing and you look at something and you laugh, and then he said, what was that? Oh, there was something really funny on my phone. But the thing,
I'd call her out like, "Hey, that's some great
yeah."
Shit.
I would.
If you're interested, or not interested, just tell me.
I like this one. Pretend to be taking an important call.
But no, but she's not going to be paying attention to that. She's on her fucking phone. That's why you got to get her attention. Like, hey, stop being a rude bitch. It ain't going to get you far in life. Believe me, I'm 50 and young at heart.
It'd be a good idea if you. Didn't use the phone. I've switched my phone off because I want to give you all my attention.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, that was really rude of me. I just got some texts that I just like had to reply to, but you're right. We should. We're here.
I understand.
Okay, that was the right way to do it.
You don't want to fucking ruin something that costs like $1,000
great.
Sometimes.
Great.
Right.
Really great.
Right.
I always do this. Even if it was
that's
the wrong
one
I should
waterproof
always call someone out there overusing their phone. Yeah,
right.
Using their phone
at
the
dinner
table. I just think it is a big no-no.
And people know that you don't like it, and they know that it's wrong as well. So if
right.
you're going to let it slide, it's a bit odd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sorry, I just got a happy chat. Do you have happy chat?
The teenager rap, you said you were mature. Yes, I have an account. My username is Teen Pussy Lover. Yes, I have it, and I'll add you to the group with my three wives.
Obviously not the bottom two.
Yeah.
No, don't ask her.
Teenager
rap? I thought you were mature.
You want me to use that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Happy Chat.
Happy Chat? The teenager? Oh, Emma, you naughty girl. I thought you said you were mature.
You got me.
It's okay. I like fun and games.
I like fun and games. He's like the Poseidon of, of the Arab world.
Nice one. That's the right option. It's a bit
what are we doing here?
In this position, you had the...
I'm a rocker.
Option. You would have been trying to play young, which is never a good mood for, you know, a good move for an older guy like Mahmoud.
No, you know, you should use your opportunity to show off your, you know, the fact that you can have a conversation and that you're, you know, either you're wise or you're well-traveled and you have something to say.
You know how rich I am? I have someone take off my glasses for me.
I'm in the best mood. I just got
I'm so incredibly fat.
My
arms don't work properly.
Left the country
because of years of inbreeding in my family.
Really
this is the way of our people.
Helping
no.
out with any of our goals.
I trusted you, but you're only after Mahmoud's money.
No,
hand her a stack of cash and ask how many inches she wants off Big Mac. We just met, but if it turns out I can trust you, you won't have any problems.
See,
she does sound like she might be a gold digger.
Or
like, I'm really
I'd say
thinking
A. But I think C would be...
I want to see what A goes.
I can't understand. How does this
why?
Always happen to
you
me?
You pick the worst possible answer ever.
Just so I can...
You know what really makes women wet is when you call them gold diggers. Oh,
right.
My God. They can't get enough of it. They're like, take me now on this table. I behead you. You might as well say that.
She used me.
She took all my money.
And then, Sarah,
I don't know who these women are. And then, you need to go, you need help, and you need adjustment, and you need to relax, and I'm just
going to
go to the bathroom.
Hey, she admitted that she needed, she wouldn't tell him that before, that he needed a breath mint.
Oh no, what did I do? Oh, too much hookah. Oh,
to that, you gotta do it again.
Yeah. All right, bottom one. C.
I've only just met you, and you know, if I can trust you, then you know, things will be okay.
Well, of course you can trust me, but that's unnecessary. You don't need to do that.
Please, Mahmoud has a big heart and he helps people close to him.
That's actually really sweet. I like hearing
by
that.
By close, I mean the ones on inside.
Oh, you don't need to do that, but thank
how
you.
Many inches you went off Big Mac now?
You're so nice.
Cool, that's the right choice. You know, if a guy is super loaded, it's a fine line between
we're actually winning
the money.
66%
kind of
positive.
Listen to the guy, not a serial killer.
Nice lifestyle and that he's generally a good guy.
There's a dead girl on this bit.
Friends and family. And
what did you do? Breathe, woman, breathe.
You have a nice quality about
oh
it,
no, you're making me think of that damn movie.
Which
nice
movie?
What movie did you think? The movie where the guy's like, oh no! She's dead!
Oh,
breathe!
The one
breathe.
About Lars and the
yes!
Girl or
God
something.
Damn it!
It's been so long since I've seen that.
I did it live on the channel.
Oh, well, there you go.
Talk about prostate exam in great graphic detail.
What? He's calling women in there. Were those wiener women?
Give some advice on what to do to follow her passion. There's no such thing as a wiener woman.
Oh, they're called Aphrodites.
Talk about how your life is settled and you're happy and you don't have any ambition to do anything more. Give some advice on what to do.
Give advice.
So, Emma, tell me what you plan to do with your masters.
I shove fingers up asses and
behead
women.
What to do? Well, I do. It's either my passion or it's money. I don't know, the corporate world isn't very fun, but my passion for helping people...
Emma?
Stop talking now. Just look good.
You're only in your 20s, you have your life ahead of
I'd
you.
I'd say that a lot.
A pretty creature like you will go fast.
I
say that a lot to
care.
Young.
I just don't know how to choose just one, and I feel like choosing one means...
It's like you're in your 20s, don't worry
rest,
about
you
shit
know,
right now.
Here.
We're like 18, 19. I'm like, yeah, you got your whole life ahead of you. Don't worry about it.
Nice one. That's good. Here you're doing something that, you know, the young guys couldn't do. You're giving life advice because obviously Mahmoud has lived a long, rich and interesting life.
Yeah, and it shows that a differential between him and the young guy. And you should take, you know, that's your strength. You should play to your strength.
Even though he had two women take away all his money.
I think they have the upper hand.
After that, I'd have been done. I'm sorry. I feel like...
How do you
have
that?
I think it can work definitely in their favor.
Because he trusted them. He trusted them too much and they took advantage of him.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, Mahmoud, I was a little skeptical when I first got here. I was about to leave, but there was just something
you're
about
okay
you
yourself.
Was really sweet, and I'm really
women
glad
love
I gave
it when
you
call them bitch.
Let
them know where they
otherwise
stand.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have had this nice evening. God,
well, thanks, bitch. I thought I was going to kill you later tonight, but I think you might live.
I'm sensing there's... You know,
I'm going to wear your skin
missing.
As a suit.
You know,
would you fuck me?
Or,
I'd fuck me.
I don't
so.
Know.
Whoa. No, no.
Burner. Suggestion
burner. Burner. Burner.
What would that be?
Invite her to a charity party. Invite her to become one of your unpaid whores. Oh, man.
Boy.
Everything in the world is telling me to push that button.
But don't worry. You'll be taken care of afterward. I can't
you
have
you part of my unpaid
day
yours.
Well, you get to cook, you learn how to clean, you get all the practice in the world for when you do meet someone you like. You have everything. High five.
Ah! High five.
Let's finish it with the high five. You missed.
No, thank you.
I take that as a no then.
Money Python did a.
She said she'd rather eat glass.
Dodge that bullet. She's a beater.
Not the best idea for a date invitation, obviously.
A charity event. Why do they give you the obvious answer and the obviously not answer?
Have an exclusive invitation for Amnesty International.
You better shove a broomstick up your ass or let me caress your cheek. I know who you're going for. Shove a broomstick up her
ass. Can do a lot of fine artwork and fine dining.
So yeah, you know, if a date hasn't gone fantastically, or you're inviting someone on another meeting, and you know you're not so sure if they'll say yes, if you have some really cool date idea, whether it's something super fancy or just something really interesting, or if you invite other people as well, like her friends, then it's a way to get a more likely yes than kind of a romantic one-on-one second date.
No, and it lengthens your opportunity to get to know her a bit more.
Because one of the biggest attraction builders is just time spent together and, you know, the mere exposure effect.
It really sounds like the night of my life, but, well, yeah, I'll think about it for sure. I'll definitely text you.
Be like something about Mary. I work with retards.
You didn't get the best ending for poor old Mahmoud, but he might see her again if she doesn't find something better to do.
So you could have done better.
Could have done better, could have done worse.
Emma, I am so sorry, my darling. I have a very important business meeting. You're such a lovely girl.
It's time for me to go as well.
You know, I will make sure that you get home safely, okay? Don't worry about anything. Max!
It's not necessary.
Man, she's ready to get the fuck out of there.
Max,
unnecessary.
Are you sure?
Of course, yes.
Oh well, she's a bitch. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't resting in no broke.
Right. Meanwhile, he is getting blown. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, he traded up. Hey, bitch, have a seat.
Oh, this one looks more friendly.
Woman, too, as I say.
Got Casanova.
So, Mahmoud really has no business being on Tinder, I'd say, but...